In Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
A doctor? A doctor no less? Good morning.
A doctor of music. How useful! Yeah, like nobody listens to music. Loves it, buys it.
How can you not listen to music?
Swims in it.
Is there anyone that does it? I wonder if there's anyone that... No, music's there all the time.
I know, right?
You can't not listen to music. Even if you're in solitary with no sound,
it's still there.
This is the thing.
They probably hum.
You know, you exist within music. Music doesn't exist within you.
Ooh. Write that down. New t-shirt. Coffee mugs.
Excuse me, Tess.
Tess.
We're just doing a real moment. We had a real moment, a real broadcasting moment there, and you're
not
really
sort of like straight on it.
Okay,
a bullet a gate.
So this is just a teaser, though.
Oh, the teaser. This morning we're doing the French horn.
Are we?
Yes. Now, so there's brass instruments which are made of brass, right? And
yeah.
So we've done the trumpet.
The brass instruments, I mean, they're an integral part of the orchestra, and
they are
very held in high regard.
Oh, absolutely. They're loud, and so orchestras, marching bands, military bands, jazz, film scores.
French horn in a jazz band?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, so we did trumpet, which is loud. Mm. You know, it's your call to arms, you know, not like it's little brother the bugle, you know, it's got that sort of calling thing. And then we've done a trombone, which is the slidey one, right?
Trombones are still hilarious.
Now the French horn is the curly one, right? It's sort of like a circle,
sort of, and just snug under the arm, under the armpit there. Is that right?
It's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah, but
it's huge.
And you put your hand in the bell.
Yeah, you put your hand in the bell.
Tess. And the bell doesn't face forward, so it's got a lot smoother tone. This is your lovely horn. You know what I mean? It's sweeter. It's lovelier.
I mean, it doesn't have the...
Kill like some of those other ones.
Doesn't make your pants shake like the tuba.
No. It's mellow and beautiful.
Doesn't interfere like an oboe or perhaps a bugle would. You know,
that's right.
Sort of thing, yeah. And it's not poncy like a flute.
It's got this great mellow tone, and we'll hear it how it's used because it's just sort of... Well, you know, you hear hunting, right? You can sort of hear hunting calls in the distance, like, and
animals dying.
And imagine you're a beautiful white British rich man, and you're hunting.
Just a beautiful, well-bred British rich man, but unfortunately, with a mouthful of British teeth.
And you know what? They're called horns because literally they're based on, it used to be animal horns.
Oh.
I don't know who, what cave person got the idea.
I think the one that just bit the end of it went, poof.
I know, and he was probably mucking around. Poof. Stop it, Joe. And then they went, wait, that's cool. So
I hate that song.
based on animal horns.
So, but what about the French part? How did the French adopt the ownership of this? They're given the ownership of this particular shaped brass instrument.
I'm so glad you asked, Mikey. Apparently, it shouldn't be called the French horn. Nobody else in Europe calls it the French horn. And in 1971,
it's not a Belgian horn or something like that.
They campaigned to some whatever musical council that doesn't exist.
When?
1971. They said, please.
Really? That's recently.
Stop calling it the French horn. We want to be called the horn. And nobody's like, nah, boo.
Sorry.
So it didn't. It
application denied.
Hasn't taken, because apparently there's Viennese horns, German horns, and
they did to come up with a better pitch than
it's
that.
It's just some sort of leftover name. Yeah, I know they want to be the horn, and players are called hornists. Who kicked the hornists?
Hornists. And if we could bring in the hornist. Gently.
So, they've
That's
got
a dumb idea.
Problematic history.
Who was involved with that?
The French Horn Association.
Can't you just see the French going, ho, ho, ho.
Well, you know, apparently.
So
you know,
intimidating.
Same with the French fries and the French toast. The poor French are probably going, look, none of that is true.
Freedom horn. Why don't call it the freedom horn?
Oh, so do you want to play something? What do you
got? I do. I'm ready.
What are you going to play?
Bon Iver.
Okay.
Bon Iver.
So he's,
bon Iver.
He's a mellow dude, right?
So he's awesome.
You could see how the French horn would suit better than... You know,
so that's what I really love about Bon Iver is that he just doesn't blow it full steam. I mean, that's rich coming from me, I suppose. But you know what I mean? He really just
sing along.
Beautiful.
Is it the beard? Beautiful. Is it the beard or the man bun? It's just a gentleness.
It changed my life, that album, Fema. God, I was introduced to it very late in the piece, and I just went, wow, what about this? What about this dude? I mean, he went off into the forest and wrote that album.
You're talking about a late Iverian.
There's an amazing thing on YouTube of him of them playing on a French music show. It's like playing in like a little in like a nursery with all these toys and stuff, and playing the little toy pianos. It's amazing. Anyway, back. Where's this French horn?
I don't know. Usually, I write the minutes and seconds. But you can hear the space for it. You're waiting for it. Because he's creating hills, and now you're waiting for that French horn to sort of come over the hills.
Aww,
of course,
I
with
like
your
that.
Dogs and your pet British team.
Look for a terrified fox. Bring it on. Still waiting for
no,
that French one.
I'm not hearing it yet.
He's got to be careful with the instruments that he introduces, because he's done so well with barely anything.
True.
You know? So by
true.
Introducing instruments, you don't want to ruin the vibe, you know? Where's this horn?
We got steel guitar.
So let's just imagine we got the French hornist. Right about now, how would he be warming up? Does he need to sort of his lips? Or,
yeah, you know, absolutely. Now here's the weird thing. You know how normally you think of the trumpet, you just press the buttons and you get a pitch,
yeah.
Right? Like a piano. Apparently, it's where your hand is, how hard you blow, what
does
your lips are doing.
Does it have like the velvety, you know, like the what'd you say?
It
the,
does.
Does it have those? What do you call those?
Valves, rotary valves. It also has tuning slides.
So it's half trombone, half trumpet.
Yes, it is. But because it's got all the curly stuff.
Be good if we could hear it.
Oh, we couldn't hear it. You know, sometimes it's the mix.
Is that it?
And sometimes it's the mix of,
okay.
You know, if they've panned it to one side and your chords have, don't, I don't know.
Okay.
We couldn't hear the horn in that. But now here is a weird thing that's going to blow your mind. I'm going to blow your mind, right? So you've got the part you blow in, and then this sort of...
mouthpiece.
Yeah, and then you've got the circular tube, right?
So
like the roller coaster.
And when you say blowing it, the same way you would a trumpet, like a...
Yeah. Yep. And it curves around and opens in a bell. Opens in the bell, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you've got that spaghetti inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most proper French horns...
Full of spit.
...have two sets of spaghetti. And with your valves, you swap over. It's actually called a double horn. Two horns in one.
What do you got for us, Tess?
We've got something, a little something from The Who.
Okay. I'm prepared to listen. Let's have a. Yeah, we're on our way now.
Oh, there it is.
The Who. I wouldn't have picked them for a roll out
this
the French
Tommy.
Horn. All right,
this is
let's
from
see.
Tommy.
From the,
this is the B-side of. See me, feel me, touch me. Remember that? Give me.
I really love the tone of it, actually.
Yeah. Would have sounded great in that Pony Bear track. If I was producing it.
Interesting that who would have used it as a It's got great military pomp to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you can hear that. But it doesn't sound like the military's going to attack you. It just sounds like they're noble and proud young men.
It sounds like I can imagine back in late 70s, early 80s, sort of It was imagine it was like a station identification noise for the BBC or something like that.
Yes, it would be good for that.
I want to see what, remember Thames Television?
Oh, yeah, you're right, that could be.
Yeah, it could be. What else we got there, Tess?
A little Kanye West number. Can you guess which one? Oh, I think I told you.
Yeah, I can't remember though.
I'm laughing because I've got BFM to play Rihanna. But you know what? Apparently there's about...
No, I'm not actually sure it's the first time.
Oh. Okay, now you do hear Rihanna there.
Yeah.
But apparently there's about...
That's Prince Elton proud there.
There's about 8 guest stars on this, including Elton John playing piano, John Legend, Drake, Alicia Keys, Fergie.
You could get rid of Drake in the notice.
But the only reason they put Rihanna's name is so that radio stations would play it. Isn't that crazy?
Radio stations.
Not BFM.
Yeah.
Those horns are going.
Yeah, they're really going. Interesting choice. Now, would those be real? Would he be using real players there, or would he be going for some sort of sample, do you think?
I think he would use real players. Yeah. He's got the money, he's got the time, and he does, you know, he does see himself as more of a Beatles figure.
A godlike figure.
You know, like he, you know, he's not trying to be DIY or stripped back, is he? I slapped my girl, she caught her fits.
I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home. Yeah, I feel like he would have used
I feel
a real
like he needs
French
a rest.
Horn.
Kanye, yeah.
Rest.
Oh, lie down.
I think he's got something. Okay, he's got something.
Oh, he definitely does have something. But
And then he has good periods and bad periods. Well, yeah. You know, he's good periods and bad periods. I think the hard thing, this is just my theory. Knowing a lot of creative people with mental illness, sometimes they worry that taking their drugs impedes their creativity.
Sure.
So they go off them because they want to make a great album. But then, of course, that's not healthy either. And
I'd say being married to that to the Kardashian family would do your head in as well. Just saying. It was already a bit shaky in the first place.
Oh, is he married to the Kardashian family?
I can't imagine a more shallow bunch of...
I think when you marry one, you do marry the entire family.
As he's discussed in his latest album, latest EP that he released, talking about sleeping with his wife and sisters.
Rihanna would be the name they'd put on for radio stations to play.
Well, wouldn't be Elton John?
Long other list
Elton John?
Of names.
Fergie?
Like I say, you could drop Drake. Who cares?
I wasn't asking about Drake, but I just...
But, you know,
like,
Elton John, okay, maybe Coast.
I don't mind Elton John.
Yeah, I reckon putting on some
John
of those other names.
Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
So, Rihanna is a big seller. You know, that woman...
Oh, someone sent me a text there saying, Johann Sebastian Bach used 2 French horns in the first Brandenburg Concerto, BWV 1046, a polyphonic masterpiece.
Yes, and you know, it's
wait a minute, you know, we don't play that on BFM either. Why don't we do that?
Play a bit of Batch.
Play a bit of Batch.
Now, it's interesting you said 2.
Book a Batch.
Apparently 2 was the norm. People would play in pairs, and one would play the lower notes, and one would play the higher notes.
Well, that'd be quite cool.
You get that nice sort of pair, you know, like of 2.
And they'd be switching between spaghettis as well.
Yes. Yeah, that's the technical
term. So that's essentially
term.
4 horn players.
I think I missed the spaghetti memo.
Yep.
Oh, that's all the stuff inside it. You know, the tubes, the more complex tubing.
I wonder how many times they took them to get that right. Because it's complex, isn't it?
Apparently you can get triple horns too.
Excuse me?
Triple horn. Like Gene Triple Horn.
That's
a name.
Yeah, I know. I know that.
She's named after the instrument.
I know, just imagine, you know what I mean? Because it's a curly old carry-on there. Imagine all the brass...
The technique that would go into making it. Because, yeah, usually one's tuned to B flat.
I'm going to go and buy one. I'm interested. Why am I going to buy one? How much?
Well, up to $8,000.
Oh.
Yes.
It's out of my price range, to be honest.
But, I mean, you can get the non-double ones. The single ones are a little cheaper.
Download a crack of the sample probably would be better, wouldn't it?
And here was
a necessity, Mikey?
A French
it
horn?
It is. Yeah. Hells yes.
Well, it is if you want to start an orchestra.
And if you want to go hunting. Oh. Oh.
Thanks, Kirsten.
Now, here's a weird fact, too. Apparently, you can get some with detachable bells because they're easier to transport.
Oh, fair enough, too.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
But you have this beautiful piece of brass, and they're going to take the bell up. And here's the other weird thing. The marching band French horns look just kind of like small tubas standing up. They don't look like French horns.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? You hold it. Yeah. It's like a mini tuba.
So you can do your formation.
Yeah, so you can march. So those are still French horns.
Adaptable.
And apparently the color matters. The yellow ones are brassier. The rose gold ones are deeper.
Oh, yeah. Kirsten, thank you.
That's Elton John on the piano, though. You're welcome.
Next week?
We're going to go jungle sounds.
Oh, funny. We're going to talk about jungle in a moment. We're talking jungle just after the headlines, I think, actually. Jungle sounds.
We're doing jungle sounds. Like, you know, I told you that we had so much success with the sound effects last week. We're going to have a three-part series. So it's part two.
I know we're pushed for time, Tess, but I'm just going to, just in celebration of next week, I just want to...
We can do it after headlines.
Oh, no, but then we'll
look, here's the headlines. Trump.
Just give me a minute. Just give me 2 minutes of this, okay? So, speaking of jungle sounds.
2 minutes.
The only time two tigers are together is during the mating season. The actual physical mating period is from 3 to 6 days and nights. During this period, the tigers will mate on the average of once each 10 minutes. That is once each 10 minutes, day and night, for the entire period lasting from 3 to 6 days and nights. The sounds you will hear in a moment are the actual sounds of two tigers mating.
You tell me one other radio station in the world that's playing tiger mating sounds right now. Prime time. On the morning commute. Thanks, Kirsten.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.